Blog Talk Radio.
TMZ. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blue past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pal, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even throwing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, you already know what it is, it's your boy Brooklyn Black, Ebony in the building. It's pre-game radio, it's Friday, July 15th. Tonight is night one of the pre-game radio roast of Brooklyn Black. I am sitting on my throne, you know, my cool little chair, and I'm waiting for the roasters and the roast masters and everybody, you know, to get here and see what they do. And unlike the other roast, because the staff of pre-game radio said it wouldn't be fair, I will not be giving a revenge speech. I won't be getting back at anybody. But I will say this: you better be funny. You know, like I says, you know, roasting is good, clean, fun. You know, so we do that. Have a few laughs at my expense. Let's just have a good time. Ab, you ready?
Am I ready? It's going to be interesting in hearing what people have to say.
So hit us up, 347-857-4302. You know how we do over here. We get into throwbacks. Hit us up, vibe with us. Let us know what you're doing. Cancer, stand up. It's a whole lot of us, you know. It's a whole lot of us celebrating birthdays this week and everything like that. So I'm happy. My birthday's on Monday, so this is why I'm getting roasted tonight and tomorrow. And by the way, tomorrow we got a special time, 10 p.m. So 10 p.m. and 12 midnight will be night two of the Roast of Brooklyn Black. So get ready. I'm ready. Drinks, grab your house, do whatever you do for the pregame before you head out, and ride out with Brooklyn Black and Ed, and we'll be right back after these throwbacks. You heard?
Right here, dog.
Where my dogs at?
We right here, dog.
Where my dogs at?
I'm right here, dog.
What must I go through to show you shit is real? And I ain't really never gave a fuck how niggas feel. Rob and I steal. Not cause I want to, cause I have to. And don't make me show you what's the matter.
Come on,
you don't know by now, then you slip. I'm on some bullshit that's got me jacking niggas flipping. Let my man in them stay pretty. I'ma stay shitty. Funny, it's all for the money. Is you with me? Get the bitches, and I'll commit the crime. When it's on, we transform like Optimus Prime. I'll form the head, roll out, let's make it happen. If we ain't gon' get it with this, we'll take it. Cap, bustin' off, dustin' off, get softest nigga. Money with the biggest mouth, so let's off this nigga.
Come on,
softest nigga, never made a sound. Breathe too fucking hard and he getting bust down.
Yeah, niggas wanna be killers.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas wanna fill us.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas want the bread.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas wanna be killers.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas wanna fill us.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas want the bread.
Get at me, dog. Now it is. Looking too good for certain niggas, some hurting niggas. What you doing? Robbing niggas, jerking niggas, sticking niggas, cause they deserve it. When money got murdered, they know he died slow, cause they hurt it. The nigga ain't blew up the spot in a while, and the motherfucker ain't got shot in a while.
You know?
It takes the light up, the fuck the night up. Throw everything in sight up. Fuck around and I had no ass right up. And to mention some shit, he wasn't able to stand. I guess it, that'll disable a man with a wave of the hand. The days are longer and it seems like I'm facing time. I've got a lot of dreams, but I'm not really chasing mine. I soak it all up like it's sitting by. Nowadays, getting by, just more than the cage of meal and getting high. I live to die, that's where I'm headed. Let your man hold something. Now it's all about you can get it.
Y'all niggas wanna be killers?
Get at me, dog.
Y'all niggas wanna fill us?
Get at me, dog.
Y'all niggas want the bread?
Get at me, dog. One in the back, let your faggot ass face down. Lucky that you're breathing, but you dead from the waist down.
My fuck is on your mind.
Talking that shit that you be talking. And I bet you wish you never got hit, cause you be walking. But shit happens and fuck it. You done did your dirt. Niggas just wondering how the fuck you hit your skirt right under their eyes. That's a surprise to the guy. That's one of they men with a bitch in the sky. Fucking with cats and all the more hits and slaughter more kids. Let me holler at you, yelling at Baltimore. Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm just robbing to eat. And there's at least 1,000 of us like me. Mob in the street. When we starve and we eat, whatever's there. Come on, you know the cold in the street, whatever's fair. Blood stains and chalk, means your man couldn't walk after the talk about him not being on the 11th, 33 in New York. Transforming that thing, so get it quick. And yo, for real, that nigga Cake can suck my dick. Let's go take all these niggas in the rap game to barely move me. Cause when I blow shit up, I have niggas falling like white bitches in a scary movie. Ah, you know I don't know how to act. Get too close to niggas, it's like
protected by Viper. Stand back.
What's that? I thought you niggas was killers. Demented. The fuck you want me to do with this coward?
Finish him.
It's ended.
City city, play Monopoly with real cash. Me and Biggie and the models be shaking Nate to Diddy ass and Parada B. Something you cats got to see and the watches be. All types of shapes and stones. Being broke is childish and I'm quite grown. Run up in the club with the ice on. Me and Pies on. Scope to spot out, see something nice and I'm gone. You cats home screaming the fight zone. I'm in the 1500 seats watching Tyson. Same night, same fight, but one of us cats ain't playing right. I let you tell it. People, place yourselves in the shoes of two felons and tell me you want ball every chance you get. At any chance you hit, we live for the moment. Makes sense, don't it? Now make dollars. Cats pop bottles, bone chicks that favor our dollars and rack up frequent flight mileage.
Magnums, why jigger bag something? Watch platinum, got jet lag from flights back and forth, pop corks are the best grapes, make the best CDs and the best tapes. Don't forget the vinyl, take girls, break spinals. Biggie B, Richie like Lionel. Shit, you seen the Jesus, dip the H classes, ice project off light, chick glasses, blinding broke asses. Even got rocks in the beard, mustaches, rock top fashion. Ain't shit changed, except the number after the dot on the range. Way niggas look at me now, kinda strange. I hate y'all too, rather be in Caribbean sands with Rachel. It's unreal, out the blue, Frank White got sex appeal. Bitches used to go ill, still so still. Trying to see 5 mil off the single, for real. You ain't phasing the amazing, while your gun's raising, mine is blazing. See you on, see me on, talking to sweetness. Take it for weakness and leave quick. Color, bad boy, collabo, two MCs with Mad Dojo.
Stay full, nigga, skip the bull, cause we mad at doors. Snatch the P89s that we pack in the drawers, and we clap the doors of your Acuras. Snap like cameras on amateurs. Make you all dance, hold a hammer to yours. Jigging big rock ice, no cracks and flaws. Everybody got a part to play, back to yours. Run up in your crib now, crack your doors. Watch the real players live, it's a habit to floss. Play the charts like the Beatles, y'all adapted lost. And toast Chris Dale on behalf of y'all. Too bad for y'all. Ain't too many as bad as yours. What? Truly do we. We keep laughing at y'all. Little bastard, y'all.
We hit makers with acres, roll shakers in Vegas. You can't break us, lost chips on Lakers. Gassed off Shaq, country house, tennis courts and horseback. Riding, deciding, crack, crab, or lobster. Who say monsters don't prosper? Niggas is actors, niggas deserve Oscars. Me, I'm critically acclaimed. Slug past your brain, reminisce on dames who Coochie used to sing when we rock house pieces and puffy Gucci links. Now we buy homes in unfamiliar places. Tito smile every time we see our faces. Cases catch more than outfield doors. Half these rapping cats ain't seen war, couldn't score if they had point gains. They lame, speak my name, I make them dash like James.
Forget it. You're mad cause my style you're admiring. Don't be mad. mad, UPS is hiring. You should have been the cop, fuck hip hop. With that freestyle, you're bound to get shot. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Pack the gat a lot, the flame's about to drop.
Here comes a brand new flavor, yeah. Time for new flavor.
No rap, no crap, you bore me. One to grab my dick, too lazy, hold it for me. I'm straight rap great, bust a head straight and dreads, I'm everlasting. Like it's so on protest, a tech nine, when I rhyme, plus I climb, word is mine. Your album couldn't fuck with one line. It's been 3 years since your last year, but now I reappear, your heart pumps fear to your gut, did your girl's butt. I scraped it, shaped it, now she won't strut. I smash teeth, fuck your beef, no relief. I step on stage, girls scream like I'm Keith. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, can't get bad flavor in the air.
Time to burn to explore. The flavor in your ear is the voice shout. I make out, I make all the rappers have doubt.
Right.
You're fucking
right
with the wrong clan and the wrong man, that's it. Now you got to get your dome split. I'm going into my next sack with my jet. Take off my hat, yes, I'm just cool like that. The dangerous, the ruggedness from the flapper to bits. BLS 97 kids bastard it. I'm gonna live long in this rap gang. Niggas know my name, yo, Puffy.
You're jingling, baby. You're jingling, baby.
Blow tissues. Skeevy, delicious. Give me couscous, love me good. Damn, holla to Hollywood. But is he good? I guess like the jeans. Flavor like praline. Sick daddy, I mean. Papa love it when he does it. Niggas buzz it. But tell me, was it really just the flavor that be clogging your ears? The most healthy behavior is to stay in the clear. It's all for you, it's really all for you. Hunch back, close your eyes, try to munch that. Oil up your ankles, let your Timbs chat. Bite the flavor, it reacts to your gold cat. Word to mama, a tongue kiss a piranha. Electrocuted barracuda, I'm here to bring the drama.
Yo, 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 flavors in your ass green. Bust the vibe, the mouth to bring the noise, don't see. Let me loose from the belly of the beast. Everybody, hey, hey, hey. You better believe it's Bust the Rhyme, the way we bout to rip the try. I say, yo, yo, hey, hey, hey. I flick your face and give you stitches. So niggas and bitches, let the ass on fat bitches. Wait 1 sec, if I get down, I'm rolling with the heavy wind. Connect through the sharpest ground now. Don't you get the stitches, grant your wishes every time. Bring it vicious when I'm brushing the back. I know one thing the whole world is expected is how we all connected. To break food on the same record. 5 new flavors on the beat, feel the fucking heat. I really think you should be cheap while we blow up the street. Instead of copping, please just freeze. Maintain the focus while we smoke these marijuana trees. When I get down, I disappear, reappear and blow up everywhere.
Trey Brown. I'm with my dog Brooklyn Black. We on pregame radio. Hey yo, Black, go in, man. Show.
Yeah, we back pregame radio. It's your boy Brooklyn Black. There's Ebb in the building. Tonight's my roast. You know, and people ask, like, why would you want to participate in that? Why would you want to be? Because, and here's why. Because for someone to roast someone else, that means they took time out of their busy life, out of their busy schedule, and they thought about me. They thought about me enough to come with a quick, funny, witty little one-liner or something and come at me with it. So, to me, I find that to be honorable. To be thought about, that much, I find that honorable. What you think, Ab? Well, that was like that. Yeah, Ab, you on speaker or something?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Hold on a second. You want me to take it off the speaker? Is that better? Is that a little better, sir?
Yeah, we got you. We got you.
All right, here we go. All right.
So I was asking, what did you think? Did you agree with me or not?
I didn't hear you, sir.
Wow, show us how much. Quarterback, so far,
I'm in
a
public place. Yeah, Ebony, I'm sorry, Frank. Go ahead.
And I was saying, people were asking me, why would I subject myself to a roast? And my answer was, because for someone to think about me, take time out of their busy life to think about me, that's honorable. I find it flattering. So I want to see how much, you know, people thought and what they wanted to say. Because like I said,
one thing, it's one thing to want to find out or to be glad that you're thought of. It's something else to invite people to come and go hard at you just in the sake of saying that they know you. All right? But like I said, we're going to see.
I'm looking forward to it. Actually, I made it an admin-only roast. But if someone wants to call in and they want to shoot a joke or give me a birthday shout-out, they're more than welcome to do that. You know, if you guys want to wish me or anyone else a birthday shout-out, you know, let us know what you're doing tonight. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. Oh, yo, F, guess what?
Chicken butt, 25 cents a cup.
That's funny, but nah, I got new Pro Dillinger.
Is that so?
Yeah, we got new Pro Dillinger.
Well, let's hear it.
Nah, we also got
what
brand new.
Why would you tell me now?
I'm just telling you what we got in store for everybody later on tonight during the show.
All right, and what else we got?
We got new Mr. Dope Flow. We got brand new Yobi featuring Jadakiss and Styles P. And also, I want to give a big shout-out to Cashman, A-Squared, Maju. These are two pregame-approved artists, you know, came up through the show, always supporting us. We support them. They are both nominated for Underground Music Awards. BK Cashman for Best Underground Album for Taking Me Away, so big shout-out to him for that. And A-Squared for Best Hip-Hop Duo.
Oh, that's
so if you don't know, UMA.com, vote for them. You can vote once per day, but you can vote every day if you want to. So definitely go out, support the pregame approved artists who are up in the awards to get Nate Shine. And it all started here at Pregame Radio. So big shout out to A-Squared and Cash again. Hey, what's up? Anybody need to ask me this tonight? Or are we just going to be talking shit about me?
Well, it is your roast.
But somebody else did they ask me. Like, somebody had to be doing some stupid shit.
Well, actually, it's always stupid shit going on in the world, son. So, but it's not even so much as you need your ass beat. It's something I find interesting. I know you heard about the little 8-year-old Jewish boy that went missing on his way home from camp. And, they found him the next day chopped up and shit because some other crazy Jew nigga did it to him, you know. What I find interesting is how just an ordinary citizen was able to track down the killer. He went to stores along the boy's route and asked to see video surveillance to try to find him. He finally caught
sight of the boy, and when he hooked up with the guy, you know, when he hooked up with Levy Colletti, I think that's how you pronounce his name, Kletsky, coming out of a dentist's office, and at that point is when the police intervened. They went to the dentist's office and forced the dentist to give them the name of the guy, and then they went to his house and arrested him. So, I mean, that's kind of embarrassing. And also, it goes to show you what happens in certain communities. It kind of upsets me because our kids go missing every day, and what happens is we don't get the shine in the newspaper when efforts is put forth to look for them. What we get are reality shows like based off the next 48 hours where they, you know, they find lost kids and, you know, we get the gritty bullshit like that. But, you know, they are actually what it seems like they're doing now is they're going to make a martyr out of this little boy. Because they're talking about what they said at first, it was one of us. Well, who the hell did you think it was? What person other than a Jewish person is going to be in their community walking their streets with their children and walking off with their children or driving off with their children? That would be very odd. And it wouldn't go down. I could not be black and getting in a car with a little Jewish kid in a Jewish community without somebody Jewish popping me and saying, hey, you know, what the hell is going on? Where are you taking that kid? Okay, so it kind of bothered me that they could even consider that it could be somebody other than one of their own. And they're shocked and surprised that it happened in their community. Well, listen, right up the block from me is a bunch of Jews, so they got their communities within our community. So it's like I said, it bothered me that they solved that shit so quick, and there's so many of our kids that go missing, whether they be found or not, and it's like that type of effort is not put into it, you know? So I don't know who needs to ask me. It's just a sad situation. It, you know, the bottom line is the child is dead, is fucked up, you know, especially how he died. But what's even more fucked up is that we got sick people in this world, and other people know that they're sick, and they just let them roam about. You know, I'm sure, like I said, they in the paper they said they knew he was sick, that he was crazy, he was always a little touched, and so on and so forth. What's more key right now that I'm interested in knowing is just why did he even kill a kid? I mean, what set him off, other than the little boy asking him for directions, what set him off that made him say, you know, I'm going to take this kid and I'm going to kill him and I'm going to chop him up and put his feet in the freezer? And it's hella crazy that his parents at this point in time are not aware of how he died. The shit has been in the media all week since it popped off, and it just goes to show you how people can be of support and of protection in one another. And I really wish that my people would get their shit together and do, you know, and be more of a community, be more in commune with each other and communicate actually with each other. That's when, you know, that's when it's really community, when we communicate and we are in unity with what it is we're communicating about. So that's what I really wish. We would get our shit together like that. That's it, fine.
Word, and I'm with you 100% on that, but also I would say it's up to the parent, you know what I'm saying, because it is a sick world out there and people are fucked up, touched, you know what I'm saying, whatever you want to call it, however you slice it, it is what it is. But, you know, we got to really teach these kids, look, this is what they got to look for when they're out in the street. They got to, you know, just pay attention to what's around them and just head their direction. Don't stop for nothing. You know, we got to teach them.
Well, you know what, too? You got a point about that. But, I mean, in all reality, at 8 years old, I wouldn't have been letting him come home by himself unless he was with another group of kids and they were all coming the same way. So this way I know they have each other to look out for. At 8 years old, no, I wasn't doing too much traveling by myself at 8 years old. And as parents, we all know that there's that first time we got to let the kid go and do this. But as a parent, the first couple of times I followed behind the kid. You know, I let him go, but he didn't know I was following him. And that was just for my own peace of mind until I realized that, okay, he knows his way. He knows how to come and go. And I also show my kid more than one way to come and go somewhere, you know, so.
Right, that's also a good idea, but we can't just, you know, most parents, because that's what they do. Like, I see it every day at work, little 5-, 6-, 7-year-old kids walking up down Plum Street by themselves.
No, son, don't tell me that. You're kidding me.
Yeah. Now,
that's impossible, son. No.
I'm telling you. But,
son,
now,
you got to be 6 years old. Come on now.
I'm telling you, like, these little kids walk up and down the street, like, you know, by themselves or with a younger sibling, you know what I'm saying? But, point, like, you know, you really got to teach. You just can't let them go out and expect that, you know, they learn whatever they learn from Nick Jr. and expect them to go fend for themselves. You know, you got to go, you got to teach them, like, look, you know, you go off street when such, you know, you got to go out there and show them before you just go and let them out, even if you are going to follow them, you know, a few feet back or whatever. Because that few feet back can mean a whole lot when something drops at the drop of a hat.
Right, true indeed.
You know, so you really gotta.
Well, they said,
you know,
that
you still
they,
gotta do that.
You know, he it didn't exactly say that they had went over the route, just more or less that he was supposed to on the first day just to see meet his mom halfway. He's supposed to meet the mother halfway, and I'm trying to figure out how he just didn't, you know, or why he just didn't keep on the path like he was supposed to. And I'm assuming that maybe he just has a short attention span, you know, because I'm just trying to think of a million reasons why this kid didn't really make it home, because it just really doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? It just
so,
really
so call us up, you know, if you're in New York City, you know the story we're talking about, especially here in Brooklyn. 347-857-4302. We still doing the roast, man, you know. And what I find funny, the person whose grand idea this was
is not even on the line.
It's not here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she good question. She pushed it, she wanted it done. I said, all right, fine, let's do it. Not here. But it's all good. Shout out to Lady Still, wherever you at. You'll probably get on the check-in later on or whatnot. But hit us up, 347-857-4302. Give your birthday shout out. So let's know what you're doing tonight. All right? Where the party at? You know, everybody's pre-gaming, so we got to know where you're at. But just we're going to get into this brand-new Pro Dillinger joint. Never been. Hit us up. Let us know what you think on the track. Hit me in the chat room if you're rocking with us online, or you know the Facebook and the Twitter. Let me know what you think. Brand new Pro Dillinger, blasting off world premiere on pregame radio.
Yo, what's up, man? Yeah, it's Pro. How you been? Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, I'm over here at the telly. I got some diesel. I got some Henny and shit. A couple E-pills. So come kick it with me. Yeah, I know you got a man and all that, man, but so what, man? Fuck all that.
I know you got a man, so what? I got a Henny bottle with some belly rolled up. Girl, look at your butt, it's driving me nuts. I know you wanna see me hit my phone tonight.
You got a nice bounce, your aura so groovy. You a sure cutie, you got a soft booty. I put some words in your ears, you gon' wanna do me. Shorty wanna fuck around, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. Grab that baby girl and I'ma grease you up and rub you down. Now I'm just all over you, R&B, you love you down. If your baby father knows, that nigga gon' run you down. I don't even deal with that, baby, that ain't my department. Homie better keep his cool, baby girl, I get retarded. Dealing to the dog, mom, drink me till it's all gone. I'm pussy get better even wetter when my song's on. And now we meet again, and you with me again. Your body fire, close the oven door, the heat is in. That boy losing my, you need to get with me and win. I be in the telly with a bottle and some tree to spin. Waiting on you, anticipating the day I'm laying on you. Kissing on you, heavy orgasm, now I'm twitching on you. He don't deserve you, that nigga be shitting on you. I know you got him open though, cause he be tricking on you. Up and down like you working that boat, pop that pussy, make it roll. Open that bill, make it snow, freaky hot, I'm naked hoe. Hit it from the back, take it hoe, that's why I got you naked foe. Girl, I know you want this paper, that is why you shake it foe. The way you moving, it got me open. Dutch masks, they got me smoking. G-Lates, they got me rolling. Sweat sex, they got me soaking. The way you moving, it got me open. Dutch masks, they got me smoking. G-Lates, they got me rolling. Sweat sex, they got me soaking.
I know you got a man, so what? I got a handy bottle with some belly rolled up. Girl, look at your butt, it's driving me nuts. I know you wanna see me hit my phone tonight. You can fuck with Poe tonight. I know you got a man, so what? I got a handy bottle with some belly rolled up. Girl, look at your butt, it's driving me nuts. I know you wanna see me hit my phone tonight. You can fuck with Poe tonight.
Got a man now? You gon' call me tomorrow? That's what I thought. Pretty Light Music. Pro Dillinger the Dawn. Plush Life Entertainment. Swerve Up.
What's good, peoples? You already know it's your girl, Miss New Shoes. And if I'm not doing my own thing on my Flows Retarded Radio, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 12 a.m., you already know I'm tuned in to pregame radio, baby, with that boy Brooklyn Black and Lady Steals, Saturdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Let's get that music playing, baby. Oh, big, big, 212 to Brooklyn Black. Where my shoes at, daddy?
Yeah, it's your boy, Brooklyn Black. We up back, pregame radio. That was brand new Pro Dillinger. Never been Brooklyn Black, Ebb in the building. I had to give Ms. New Shoes her props. I had to, you know, play her drop because, Ev, you know who's here, right?
No, who's here?
Miss Brooklyn's here.
Oh, hello.
Miss Brooklyn is live and direct on pregame radio on the roast of Brooklyn Black. What's up, Miss Brooklyn?
Am I on?
You're on.
Hey, world. What's going on, pregame? What's going on? Ev,
what's
Brooklyn
up?
Black.
Brooklyn Hogan, what's good?
You
believe anybody
today? No, I'm not. I'm not Brooklyn Hogan today. I'm just Brooklyn. Not Hogan
you
today.
Back
I mean, no, not today. I was Brooklyn Hogan the other day, though. I had to transform. Like, a lot of bullshit was getting on my nerves. So, I transformed. You know, I let the world in on one of the new exclusive segments we got coming up on the new season of MSRR Radio. And
that's
I have to just put some ish out because I'm sick of it. Like, I don't know if it's just me or if a lot of people agree with me. But I am so sick and I am so tired of these dark skinned girls walking around with bleach blonde weave. Cut that shit out. I mean,
you
I just want to scream. I want to say,
bitch,
your ass is too damn black. No. You need your ass beat. That's the segment. You need your ass beat. Because I just want to say, bitch, you too damn black. You blacker than my black denim jeans I'm wearing. You got the audacity. The nerve to have a freaking blonde weave. Who the hell told you that shit is cute? When did that trend start? That shit is as dumb as planking. Enough. Like, I mean, oh gosh.
Well,
I'm sick of it.
Unfortunately, sometimes well, most times that comes from a place of them not being satisfied with who they are, and of course trying to live up to a European standard of what's attractive. Now, I've never been a blonde. I've been a redhead, but I've never been a blonde. Not because I think I'm too dark. You know, actually, I believe I am too dark for that. Just the contrast in general. Just the contrast in general. But I just thought, I don't know about chicks, you know, just black chicks being blondes in the first place. That's just not. That only happens when you or one of those what do you call it? When you don't have no pigment.
Albino.
That's the only time we come out with blonde hairs when we go through that albino shit. Other than that, we come out as redheads. We come out dark. Some of us have little blonde hairs on the side of our head in the summertime. Big fucking deal. But not a full head of blonde hair. The shit just looks ridiculous. It looks
ugly. Ridiculous.
It's totally
ridiculous.
Full, period.
The most you'll see is a nice brownish, goldish brownish, which could be natural. But I mean blonde.
Right.
Seriously, sit your ass down. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Did you see this chick downtown Brooklyn?
Not downtown Brooklyn. You know what? Almost downtown, like Nostrand. You know, like when you hit Nostrand and Fulton. Okay.
Yeah.
She was a big girl. She was a big girl.
And was her weave kind of like ill, and it was like down her back?
No, it wasn't down. It was like a updo. One of them Atlanta updos with the crazy spikes and the bangs, asymmetrical, and the back is mad short. And then it got the top ponytail where it looked like it's wobbling around, and it looked like you put a skunk up there, and it's spiky and stuff. Or what's the animal that has the spikes on it?
A porcupine. Well, you
know
what?
There you go.
That's even more fucked up, because that means there's two funky ass big black bitches walking around here with blonde weave, because there was one on the bus yesterday. Her shit was down her back. And I'm like, when I first seen her, I seen her from the back, so I didn't see complexion or anything.
Oh,
so I'm like, oh, that's some fucking Puerto Rican chick. She done dyed her fucking hair, some shit like that. Because you couldn't tell it was a weave, because I couldn't see the top of it. The bitch sat down and then went to put her fingers through her hair, and then I saw her shit. Her skin was as dark as blueberry.
There's a lot of them out here. This is nothing new. It's just
yo, please. You're not married.
I'm gonna need
this. She did that shit back in the 90s, and I ain't really liked it then. So please stop it.
Yeah, I'm gonna need this trend to stop. It's just. It's nasty. Anyway, aside from that, I wanted to say happy big effing birthday to Brooklyn Black. Happy birthday, you want to sing it, Brooklyn Black?
Huh?
I'm going to sing it to you, all right? Ready? This is a pregame exclusive. You ready? Y'all ready?
Okay.
There you go, right there. Pre-game exclusive. It just happened.
That's crazy.
It's like, you know what? I'm not permitted to sing without my contract and my lawyer being here, so I can't do it.
Oh, wow.
What? I love you anyway, Brooklyn Black.
Wow, that's crazy. But that's what's up, though. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. You guys
You're always fun when you come through.
Oh, you know what? I'm exhausted. I'm beat. Right now, I just want to cuddle up in the bed with a big, strong. Well, he can't be big, no, but he has to be strong and sexy. And his body got to be so ripped. I want to iron my shirt on it, even though I don't know how to iron. But I just want to get it. And when I say cuddle, I don't mean this new shoes version of cuddle. I mean. Yeah, we're going through packs and packs and packs. Not racks, but packs and packs and packs. You feel me?
All right. You were that late-night contract.
That's the remix. And you already know. Y'all can have it, baby. Packs and packs and packs. That's the remix. We need to do the girl version.
Word, right?
Now, I just
we don't go to whack for
an idea. That's an idea.
Yes.
Now, I
just
caught
something.
We'll talk later.
I know ladies still would love it. This would be the answer.
I'm going to inbox you. Now, wait. Hold on now. I heard Miss Brooklyn say she saw the big chick with the blonde weave around Nostrum and Fulton.
Yeah.
Right?
Wee-wee.
Wow. And she didn't even come check the brother, you know?
I don't know where he works.
Oh, is that payback for the white android?
Yeah, it is.
You probably look white. You probably drove right past his store.
I probably did. It's like this. Brooklyn Black, I hurt you, but I don't hurt you right now. And you know what? Brokeman is not at you, too. Brokeman said, you got to stop playing. It's going down.
Brokeman got to stop hitting me late at night with requests and shit. Like, I got access to the phones right there. Like, I got to.
Leave it to LV to call you 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, yo, Sean, what's good? Let me get that white one right there, son. Yeah, I'm going to need you to give me that, son. Yeah,
what's good, my G? It's a process. I gotta call my dude at his store, see if he got it. You know what I'm saying? He gotta check if he got it, then he see if he can finagle everything and get everything popping. So
now
it takes
I
a process.
I am glad that he hits you up at dumb hours asking for a phone. late contact.
Yo, New York is a city that never sleeps.
Come on now. Seriously, it's the city that never sleeps. And granted, okay, he's busy grinding events, work, you know. But really, you want to hit up somebody and say, let me get that phone, son? 3 o'clock in the morning, that's the ultimate no-no. Man, that's the ultimate no-no. Oh, no.
Not late as 3 o'clock, but like I'm saying like it's 11 o'clock. This house is over already. You know, but I was like, let me get my boy. Let me see what I can do. Now, on top of that, I am a busy individual myself.
Right.
So, you know, so, yes, I do forget. That's why Ab and Lady Steele are looking for a new assistant for me.
Find me one, you need an assistant too? Let me tell you. Okay, so Boss Man calls me his slave. His slave, basically, I handle work when he's not around. So I'm like, yo, what's going on? And he's like, oh, you know you're my slave. Just write that down on your business card, slave. Yeah, so I definitely need one. With everything going on, oh, my gosh, I definitely need one. I need two. Freak one, I need two.
I need
two assistants.
Now, this is on strictly an internship-type basis, everyone. You'll be getting paid with experience, okay?
And school credits. We'll give out school credits.
Yeah, and look.
I'd like to have a letter of recommendation.
I know a couple of people with some EBT cards. We could get you lunch, hero, and a juice or something.
What? With EBT cards? Can you slide me an EBT card? I need one. Listen, free money food card. Listen, we on a budget, okay? Do you know how much it costs to go to LA? We on a budget.
Look, anybody give me
my free money food card? Let's go.
This is what you can do.
Free money food cards.
Hit me up on my inbox. I can't buy you a food stamp card. I can't buy you that. But.
You know what?
What I can do is give you the pertinent information. I can give you the pertinent information that'll increase your chances of you actually getting one.
Yeah.
How about that?
Oh, my gosh. Yo, LA, here we come. Free money food cards. Now, does JetBlue accept them? You know, right. I don't need everybody to accept food stamp cards. It's freaking money. It's money.
You know Trader Joe's takes it, and so does Target, right?
Excuse me, who?
Trader Joe's and Target.
Well, who is afraid of Joe?
No,
Later
Trader Joe.
Afraid of Joe. Wow.
It's Trader Joe's. You know, it's the like organic, you know, food store downtown off Court Street. You know, they have all the healthy stuff, the organic stuff, all the she foo foo stuff. And
the
they take food stamps.
I like that.
Yes, and Target takes food stamps now, but that's because there's an increasing number of white people that are getting them. So they had
wow.
no choice. But because I knew niggas was going in Target when they first got down, they're like, "Oh, y'all sell food?" So I know, and they was like, "No, they didn't take it." But once our Caucasian neighbors started acquiring EBT cards, because it seems like now we have poor white people in the hood. Now that they're
wow.
getting their EBT cards, a lot of places are accepting them. And not even that, I want to, you know what, you know who needs they ass beat? My corner store. And he going to remain nameless because I love them. But like you said, Ms. Brooklyn, about black, you heart him, but you don't heart him at the same time. I heart
yeah.
my corner store, but I don't heart my corner store because what they've done is I understand that change is you just can't avoid it. It's bound to happen. It's inevitable. I understand. And I also understand that, yes, at times you got to invest the money that you've been making off the hood, and you've got to upgrade your store. But what I don't like is them upgrading the store off the backs of the very people that have kept them in business for the last 15, 20 years. I say this because now you have your fancy chrome in front of your store is all shiny. You got the chrome on the floor. You're now serving breakfast. You know, you got the grill. After I've been telling you to do this shit for years, you finally turned around and do it. You know, so you're selling hot food. I mean, everything's going good. But now
they don't take EBT?
No, they take EBT, but this is what it is. See, before, you know, you could get your Lucy's and your Dutch's and your beer. You know what I'm saying? But now, when you do it with your EBT card, they will charge you an extra 50 to 75 cents, depending on what it is that you're getting. They're charging 75 cents for the 50-cent water. Everything in their store
wow.
is at least 50 cents to 75 cents more than the other stores. I have ceased to go in there. I go in there less and less. I sometimes I go out in there because I'm just going that way, or, you know, I'm just so used to going that way that sometimes I mean to go the other way, but I'm already halfway down the block going that way, so I just go to the store. But for real, guys, it's kind of fucked up that now you think because you're having more of these other people come into your store that the rest of us that's been here should pay these other people's prices. I mean, goddamn, bad enough they done fucked up the flow of traffic on Troop Avenue with that big-ass bike lane. But now you want to go ahead, and, you know, you want to charge us in the hood. Remember, they coming in with money. A lot of us here ain't bringing in what they coming in with. You understand? But we still held you down.
Wow.
So you need to be holding us down, too. So my dude at the corner store, you need your ass beat. Real talk. That's how I've been getting my coffee from the Arabs.
Wow.
Shout out to Ibrahim.
Shout out to Akbak and them.
Word up. Thank you for still selling the Dollar Dutches. Thank you, y'all. That's what's good.
What is a Dutch? What is a Dutch?
A cigar.
Ow.
Oh, knock it off.
No, you actually answered me, too. That's funny.
Look.
I didn't say nothing.
I said when you come on the show, you're entertaining, right? So I got to entertain you, too. Come on. You got to be deaf, dumb, blonde, and about 3 years old and not know what a fucking Dutch is. Shit. Oh, yeah, it's a country.
Yeah.
All right, that's what's up.
All right, guys, I'm going to be outie. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your night. BB, live it up.
You
don't
too.
Get
I hope you get your big,
crazy.
Strong boo to cuddle and go through the packs with.
I wish. I got to work. I wish, though. But he'll be
listen,
home.
Come
when I get home,
job.
He'll be
you
home.
Why you working? I'm certain.
With you guys?
I said he come up
thank
to your job
you
with you while you working for certain.
I mean, yeah, I know. I mean, I wish. Like, people are killing us with the events. So work is work, and I got to do it. Cause,
it pays off in the end. You know it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people would be like, why are you complaining? You in parties. You guys are in VIP and this, that, and the third. It's not as fun as you would think it
is,
though.
I'm sure it ain't all the fun to be.
It's not parties. It's work. You're working. You ain't going to hang out and have a good time.
Exactly.
It's networking work, not kill.
Yeah, it's work. But I will be home when I get home. I hope. I mean, if not, get some AA batteries and you're good money. You feel me? Brooklyn Black Ebb, enjoy your night. Thank you guys. Have fun.
YouTube is next time you're in the vicinity of Fulton Street, you need to call me.
All right, Brooklyn.
Later, guys.
Okay. All right, Miss Brooklyn. You have a good night, Mama. Oh, man. Shout out to Miss Brooklyn, everybody over at MFIR Radio. Over there, they do the damn thing. They hold it down. But let's get into something real quick. Brand new Spoda. Brand new on drugs. Matter of fact, wait, Ed, what you think of the Gold Dillinger joint?
Oh, you know, it's not fair for me to try and hold one song up to the standards of one of my favorite songs, one of what I think is a great track. But I really don't like it.
You didn't like it?
Nah, I really. You know what? Maybe towards the end of the show, you could play it again for me. But I just wasn't, it didn't sound like the sexy Paul Dillinger from Love So Cold, you know? It just sounded like a, I don't know. Play it for me again later and I'll see what happens.
All right,
I love you, Paul Dillinger, though. I still love you. And you know, but
I'm gonna have to double check because I actually missed out on most of the song because I was chopping it up with Brooklyn Hogan behind the scenes and whatnot.
Oh, you poor motherfucker! Yo, son.
What's up, son?
Easter Island called. They want their head back.
Ooh.
That's my role, Brooklyn Black.
That was a good one. Yo, where are the roasters at? Anybody saying they're going to be here? What's
well,
up?
You know what? I think that Saturday, tomorrow, Christina,
they're going
to be your birthday. Yeah, I think they're going to call it. And right now, no real talk. Alice needs to ask the... I don't give a shit. It's like throwing a party and then not showing up. Alex, I don't know where you are, but I'm sure you got your phone with you. And you could have called in and set the roast off and then disappeared and slithered away onto the things that you be doing. I know you be hobnobbing and stuff, but really, come on, man. You could have, come on, damn. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you notice something?
Jesus.
And who else is in here?
Up.
I said, she's not here, and who else is in here?
Oh, boy, ain't here either. It's a conspiracy. Oh, so you guys is in cahoots together. I see what happened. Old boy Court was like, yeah, you pre-gaming tonight. And she was like, no, because I'm going to be at the club. You know, I got some stuff I got to do, some people to meet and to bring to the show or some artists or whatever. And, well, if you ain't calling in, I ain't calling in. I'm just going to ride around in my BMW. You know what? That's corny. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm getting at the rest of all you admins. Everybody got a life. I understand.
everybody got a life, but you niggas don't be calling in. Y'all don't be on the check-in. Y'all don't even call in for 5 minutes to say shit, cat, dog. Now, nobody should have to hunt you down or send you no BB mass BBM or no group shit on Facebook to tell you to come do your motherfucking job. Now, if you don't have the time and you don't have the vested interest in pregame radio, then say so. Ain't nobody going to be mad at you for having a life. But if you want to be part of the pregame radio machine, the engine that's going to be, yo, we going to be going crazy, if you want to be a part of that, then you need to get your ass on the motherfucking line. Real talk calling, yo, this is so-and-so, yo, I'm on my way to work or at work, nigga, I can't talk law. I just want to shout out, yo, boom, to that last track. Thumbs down, I ain't like it, but I can't stay long. Peace, I'm out. That's it. That's all you got to do. Y'all slipping, y'all fucking up, and y'all all need your asses beat. Don't let me catch you in the alley in the dark. Play a song, get mad over here. Play a motherfucking track.
Call in, son. But here we go. New Skoda, brain on drugs, pregame radio. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. Special happy birthday shout out to Venus. Enjoy your day. Have fun in AC. I'll catch up with you on the flip side. But hit us up. It's pregame radio. You heard?
Indeed. It's me. Bro. This is Joe Flo.
Yo.
Six, seven, producer.
Looking. I got you, my nigga.
One. I'm the rap supplier. My brain's on drugs when I spit it out. The name Joke Flow, so I'm living in the drought. Shit, I'm sweeping if you think thinking otherwise. A lyrical level is way beyond this other guy. Differences with this rap shit, I'm disgusting. With this rap shit, they disgusting. Ish. They bars sound as a cipher. Mine's off the wall, calling it Young Mike. Without the high waters of glittery gloves, I'm moonwalking on these niggas, I'm highly above. Plus, if I flow like this, you won't find it. Unorthodox, so like bad credit, co-signing. Indeed, real talk, I smash a whore. I take it down like a power four, crash it for it. I give it to her cause she asking for it. Most these niggas don't get pussy, so they rap the sour. The game getting steered in the wrong direction. A real nigga, I'm everywhere with no none at all. Besides the fact that I spit these flows, I'm fresh to death like a fresh about a cynical. A well-mannered spit and crawl, that's a proper flow. Fuck sick, I'm a virus, I'm just getting cold. I'm making noise so I know y'all hearing me. Top five dead or alive whenever y'all comparing me. I'm back on that bullshit I should've been on. So I don't need a handout for me to kill on. Nah, I do this shit solo. Grinding, man, you a promo. Game full of quiz, lands of the homo. Strong moving silence, then your man is on promo. The island's what I rep, yes, microphones I must check. Rap game is looking real suspect, I'm upset. I kill him out of spite, spit game out of sight. Nigga, I been nice, I don't need bragging rights. Flow like the son of a gun, bullets are fly and you gon' see him coming like a blind passer. They wanna know my status on the industry. I'm my own man, a grown man on my industry. HFM affiliated, yeah, shout out to Curves. If the song moves in silence, then I'm out of words. I go really hard, bars on Viagra, kid. It's so sick, they infected like Jackson. Cut from a different type of cloth, I'm a different form. All these instrumentals, I get it on. I know y'all heard the name, Dope Flow is on this game. It's real, recognize real, I'm blind, I don't know this name. I roll with real niggas, made men to imitation. Forcing my hand to get you wiped out, elimination. But anyway, back to the fact at hand. With this rap shit, fantastic, yes I am. It's me. Bro, six, three, one. I am the one,
yes sir.
Mr. Strong Island, you already know.
Sure, there
for looking, I told you I got you, baby.
What up?
The arrival.
I'm
you
here.
Ain't built for survival, nope.
No.
Yeah. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. It's Ab, we chilling, you know, birthday celebration for your boy. Having fun. Big shout out to the Triple N group. You know what I'm saying? Ty, Selena, Venus, everybody over there. Big shout out to y'all. Y'all supporting pregame radio heavy. I see y'all in the Facebook, liking and commenting on the jokes and giving Ab a shout out. So, Ab, just know there's a group on Facebook that digs you. All right. Now we're going to get into something new from last year's Pregame Radio Female Artist of the Year, Yobi. This is a track she did with J.D. Kiss and Styles P. Big shout out to them. Shout out to the whole DTF family. This is Set in Stone. Let us know what you think. 347-857-4302. And it's Pregame Radio. Yeah, we allowed back Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black, Edmund Building.
Who was that just now again?
Huh?
Who was that just now again?
Oh, that was Yobi with J.D. Kiss and Styles P. Set in Stone.
I like that.
You like that one, huh?
Yeah, kind of. The music is from something else. I was sitting here trying to put my, remember what it was, but I can't. But the music is from another song, and it kind of put me in the early 90s type feel. That's what it sounded like. And it reminded me of someone you said we were speaking about the other day, Ron G. Shout out to him, one of Uptown's just ridiculous with the mixtapes that he used to put out with Waterbed. Yo, I remember, son, I used to copy tape you put out. We was right downtown at B Street on Fulton picking that shit up the day it came out. But shout out to him. That song kind of reminded me of a song that would be on his mixtape, and the shit would just sound crazy. But I like that. Yobi, I like that. That's what's up right there.
Yes, yes, yes. So, you know, Risha, we're going to get Yobi back on here because she's working on more stuff. Her album's coming together, as you can see, pretty nicely. So, shout out to her. She's doing big things. Jada Kiss the Style Suite. And me, I love when they do that call and response shit.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Like, when they, like, there's no other rap duo in this time doing that. And they can still do it and it's still hot. So big shout out to them for that.
Yeah, oh, and what you call it was doing that too. He just sent us something. Fam at TGO. Oh my God. Fuego. Then they just did him and what's the girl they had up there? Name is Jazz.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they did that call, and they shit was hot, too. They did the call and response. That shit was hot, too. So I guess that shit was hot in the streets now, the call and response. Let me find out.
Yo, if that's the case, we could do a song, son.
Yeah. Our shit is going to come off more like a Fresh Prince, Jazzy Jeff type shit, son. You know that, son. We going to be clowning.
So what? We nice.
We're going to be clowning. First of all, what we have to do this weekend, we have to work on my drop for pregame radio, okay? This is enough.
And not only you, everyone else who hasn't done it, we're talking artists.
Everyone, check this out.
Talking,
if you ain't calling, fuck that. If you ain't calling on a check-in within the last 3 weeks, if you ain't calling on the check-in in the last 3 weeks, yo, don't be calling and try to, yo, I want to do my drop. Drop what? Fuck out of here, yo. Nah, you want to do your drop for pregame radio, you got to be present. You got to be here, not just a figurehead, motherfucker. Black's the figurehead. You the underling. You work. We work. That's what we do. We work. Get your ass calling the show. You get your drop. Other than that, nah, that shit is negative. Muento. That shit is going nowhere. That shit is dead.
But those that always drops, you feel what I'm saying? Come on, send them to me. Even if it's in a BBM, I got my pin. You know, send it to me. Hell, even on our profile and all that, send me the drops. Don't worry, I'll convert it. I'll get it ready. You know
see,
what I mean?
This is why you need an assistant, because your assistant could stay on top of shit like this.
Yeah, exactly. So,
anybody out there interested in being Booking Black Assistant, hit me up, Ebonair Hazel Smoker, Facebook.com. You can also, don't hit me up on, you can hit me up on Twitter because I get an email letting me know that I got a message or something occasionally. So hit me up on Twitter. You know, you can even hit me up on MySpace. Yo, I get messages from MySpace every day. You can hit me up there, too. Or you hit me up at Ebonair 3259 at AOL.com. Yeah, chill.
Son, you still using MySpace, son?
Yo, son, maybe once every couple of weeks I go up there just to, you know, dust up, tidy up the place, get the cobwebs out. Yo, it's still cracking over there. Yo, niggas is still on MySpace, son, I'm telling you.
I haven't been on MySpace since MJ passed.
Look, yo, matter of fact, I haven't been on your MySpace in so long that I can't remember your password. You know I got 3 MySpace pages, and one of them pages I can't remember the password, and what's so fucked up is connected to an email that I just made just for the account, so I don't remember that shit either. One of those things out in cyberspace.
I hear you. But I guess we're gonna have to check into that, you know, but like I said, Brooklyn Black's looking for an assistant, you know, you gotta be able to hang with the crew here, you know, and If I need something done, make sure I have done, because I'll even forget after I tell you that it needs to be done. But just get it done. All right, because once it's in my head, once I know it needs to be done, I know it got to be done. I may forget after I tell you, but it will come back to me once I need it.
Mm-hmm. Yo, where is Tasha B? Tasha B, now, I understand if you was out on tour, that's why you couldn't be with us. But, Ma, you're not out on tour. And I had a lot of fun with you for Ladies' Night, but that was, like, what, 2 months ago? Okay,
no,
it wasn't that long
no,
ago,
no, no.
But it might as well be. But I'm saying, come on, bring your, we need your energy and your fire on the show. Tasha B, please, yo, do I got to come to your Facebook and get on your wall? You know I only go on Facebook for the ads. Please, don't make me start going to people's walls. I don't want to do that. I don't want to put no attention on you. I don't want to put the spotlight on you. Do call into the show. All right. Play something.
Let's get into the call and response track that we were just talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Swag and Future Freako and Jazz the Rapper. Wow.
Ho, ho. Right. CGO on maximum. Hood. Rick Ryan Reason on maximum. We getting bottles, spending money. Ho.
You see that bling blow. Bitches on my dick now. Haters hating like he think he the shit now. They saying Johnny got a little cocky attitude. Now my swag been flying on his highest altitude. Not looking at y'all. I'm looking past y'all. I'm so fly, man. I come through for NASA. I live that fast life. Good to go for NASA. I'm the pilot, nigga. You just the passenger. It doesn't matter, bro. Hate all you want. I'm on my bullshit. Order what you want, bro. Rosé for the bitches. Handy for my niggas. Great ones do great things, ladies. Fuck with us.
Hold up. Let me get a little piece of it. Music is my drug. Strap me up, cause I need a fix. Also, dealer, hit me up, cause you need a hit. I got the lies all around me, baby, cause I be the shit. You ain't know, I does this, remember that. Put me on the track, it's going down, I'm a timber that. I'm good for your ears, something like a winner hat. Mary, no one's fucking with me, but we don't get into that. Rich, be the team, GIQ the clip. Yeah, so if it ain't about the dream, you ain't saying shit. Nah, I got my buzz up soon, I'll be getting on. Jazz in the pond, but this ain't the Harlem Renaissance.
Once again, who's the topic of discussion? You gotta love it, Jazz, tell them.
I does it.
You can tell they frontin', do y'all hear him saying something? They ain't talking about us, so they ain't really saying nothing. You hear him saying something?
Nope.
You hear him saying something?
Uh-uh.
You hear him saying something? Nah, they ain't saying nothing. What the fuck them boys talking about? I guess it's us, cause we the only ones they talk about. Hot damn, what I've been baking. For punchlines to them slick statements. I know them lame haters. Nasty on the track, still shit relevant. Love the blackout in this bitch like Carl Nettison. Never are you better than me. No, I'm ahead of them. Pockets looking crazy like he just reached the settlement. Got niggas delicate. Big, you ain't never lied. Living life in high definition like it's televised. I'm on fire like a heat wave. Summertime, Times Square, waiting for the D-train. Rich freeze, man, do as I please, man. Yankees fitting rugby on true religion, jeans.
Okay, stupid ninja turtle flow. Now I get so many ooh and eyes on me every time I'm stepping through. I can't lie, run through paper like shredders do. Oh, my commercial girl, I'm just better, boo. Who I gotta impress? Wait, spell it, I'm pressed. 4 times, so I'm clocking out with interest. Go apply for a real job, sir. Cause all your rhymes suck like a teenage white girl. And that's just ridiculous. Better yet, frivolous. Catch me at these offices, handling my business. Get a whiff of this ooh, I like. Friday, got more jump off the suicide.
Once again, who's the topic of discussion? You gotta love it, Jazz, tell them.
I does it.
You can tell they frontin'. Do y'all hear him saying something? They ain't talking about us, so they ain't really saying nothing. You hear him saying something?
Nope.
You hear him saying something?
Uh-uh.
You hear him saying something? Nah, they ain't saying nothing. What the fuck them boys talking about? I guess it's us, cause we the only ones they talk about.
With us, yeah.
Yeah, I know all night we VIP getting bottles of his own. With babies in it, and they all on me. I know the girl five. With so it's on that great taste and rose all night.
Bounce a bit,
you and me, then we out to the sunrise.
Licky, 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 picky, picky, picky. Pick me a chick with a booty like Nikki and a rat named Dee Dee. Weave like Gabby and a face like Hattie, it's not too shabby. I wanna sway bad, not afraid to take chances, such as butt naked lap dancing up in VIP, so that all could see. Pop champagne, baby, grind on me. Rose, chili, Clico with me. Remy on the rocks, Amaretto and Henny. Make that booty pop, let the coke out the bottle. Let me sip off you, girl, champagne on the mind. DJ, won't you play her song so I can see her shake that thing all night long. And the crew gets lovely too, let them all come. Cause it ain't fun if the homies can't get none.
You wanna line all night, we VIP, getting bottles of his all night. With ladies in here, and they all on me, another girl five. With sober juice on deck, grey goose and rosé all night. With
way again.
If you with me, then we out to the sunrise.
Man, you already know, I get it how I live it, so I spit it, and that's how it goes. Wave like the club scene regular, right. The owner steady texting me and blowing up my cellular. Reach the door, you know what the slaves be. The biggest goofing off the line, I'm taking the lady. Only the nice ones, the dime ones, they come a dime a dozen. I could easily pull out 9 ones. You could do the math, then square it off. Everything we spit is twice as thick, so prepare to call. Shorty digging, I can tell cause she's swinging. Sitting on top of the couch, the nigga kinging. Bottle to the dome, bottle in the upper hand. Pouring her a drink cause she acting all feminine. You ain't with us, you might as well be alone, mommy. Cause anybody besides us is nobody.
You wanna line all night, we VIP, getting bottles of his all night. With ladies in here, and they all on me, another girl five. With sober juice on deck, grey goose and rosé all night. If you with me, then we out to the sunrise.
Fresh off the 96, let me be your 69. Clubs packed, no line, the goal's to get inside. Get Patron in your future, get rid of those guys. Dudes get grounded, lanes never fly. They ask who, you say we did it. Lean like my fit is better than whoever you get. Black label chill, what you call space, we call ace. Been reppin' H squares, high on hate. Bottles on deck, behind home plate. Shorty at home, bassy and about face. Need to know what you know, and if there's moves to make. Ain't about nothing except where we at the next day. My place, your place, hotel, that's it. Your face, my face, no clothes. Pitchy. And you ride, I moan, you love, I join. Tell me who you with.
When we turn the lights low, tell me who you with. You wanna line all night, we VIP, getting bottles of his all night.
Play again.
And they all on me, another girl five. So we just on deck, grey goose and rose, they all night. If you with me, then we out to the sunrise.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I ain't saying to forget about your past, but I should be in your future. And I don't know about the next man, but I damn sure ain't what you used to. They're losers, must be used to the lame than the game that they play and the name that they say to impress you. While they stress you, I stretch a little kick, trying to show you about the better life, feet in the sand. Take you with the rest of night, keys to the lane, watch you push to the level high, high. To them geeks, I say goodbye, bye, we on. Building bridges that make sense. My heart lit it with your points. I don't have an issue with being with you. Halfway is nothing. I go more than 50%. To make the bed break and your leg shake. Well, baby, it's on. I've been down so long. I'm about to see the neck break. But you like that? Call me AB, kitty liquor, city sick, with the shit, titty bang bang. When I do the same thing, you would think I'm better than this shit. Tell him AB, hey, I just want you to know that you got my heart, girl, and I can't control that. Don't tear us apart, world, but doubt never hold back. This feeling I feel so, we in the fast lane. You can meet me halfway.
Back live pregame radio support. Shout out to Abyss the Dark, Meet Me Halfway. Ev, I don't know about you, but I really dig that joint right there.
You know, I like it too, but I could do without the chorus, without the chick singing. I could do without that. Real talk. I could go without that. It just, it kind of, to me, it sort of, I guess he's going for a techno thing type, Kanye West type vibe, because that's what I got. But the chick singing, I don't know, just, but I like the record, though. I like the song. It's hot. I like the flow. I like the music. But I could do without the chorus.
Yeah. Well, I like the whole thing because that's actually a remix. I think Will.i.am did the original one.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't front not being biased to them, but this version is better than the original.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
You know, but it was it's definitely a good, it's a cool joint, you know. And like I said, I like it. And also I played, of course, the A-Squared joint with Disable Who You With. And before that, of course, Johnny Swagger, Fuego Bravo, however you want to call him, featuring Free Throw and Jazz, the rapper, with Blau. You know, and like I said, they had that call and response shit. One thing I got to say about TGO, like they always go like to the roots of, you know, hip-hop's golden era. and take from there and not mess it up, but still make it their own. So big shout out to TGO for doing that. So Ev, what you doing?
What happened?
So what's good this week? What happened? You dropped your headphone or something?
Nah, yeah, you can hear me now.
Yeah, did you hear what I said about TGO?
Yeah, I heard you.
Okay, just making sure you're still there.
Yeah, I'm still here. Yo, they always put out some. Matter of fact, this is what I want you to play next from TGO. I think this is from Johnny Swag too. Play that She Don't Know. That shit is hot. Yeah. That shit, play that She Don't Know with Usher by TGO. Play that.
I don't have that.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Son. You don't have that?
Well,
you kidding me, right? You mean to tell me that I've been bumping this shit on my phone for a minute now and you ain't got it?
I ain't have it.
Yo, that shit is fire. And you know what?
Send it to me, we'll play it tomorrow.
All right, yeah, because we're almost out of time anyway. So, but, yeah, I'm definitely going to get that. Oh, that shit is fire. I don't understand how you don't have that. That's odd.
Because sometimes, you know, they be busy and they forget a brother, man, you know. But it's all good because sometimes I forget to get back to them about certain things, you know. So
when we link up,
you know, it's all love all the time. So it's all good.
Shout out to Malik for sending me TGO tracks. I appreciate it. I love hearing.
He sent it to you, so he's thinking you send them to me so I can play them.
Yo, like I said, I had this for a long time, so I don't even know. You should have had it already. We really need to get you an assistant because shit. Alright.
Oh, man, it is what it is, but...
Wait, hold on, it's 12:31. Alex want to check in yet?
Nah, Lady Still is not here. Lady Still is not here. But maybe she'll be on the check-in tomorrow night. Special time.
Ain't no maybe. Old boy, too. Let me find out you only call when she on. We find out you're just trying to set it up so you could. You trying to set up your future. Let me find out.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, man. My
doing it. You doing it for a girl. Let me find out.
I love it. It is what it is. Call up with your birthday shout out. If you want to shout me out, shout anyone else or any cancer you know. And, you know, wish them a happy birthday and all that. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. Okay, we got people on checking. That's what's up. Let's see, last four digits, 0396.
Mm-hmm.
You're live on Pregame Radio. Who's this?
Me. You told me to call.
Oh, well, what's popping?
Huh?
What's popping?
What up?
What's going on, man? You know, we here chilling pregame radio doing the damn thing. What's up? You want to get some shout-outs? You know, happy belated birthday to you.
Happy belated birthday. You told me happy birthday. It's your birthday that's coming up.
Today.
It's your birthday that's coming up. That's what's important right now. I don't have no shout-outs that I want to give to anybody.
Hey, no doubt. But we're just about to get into some music. Love the fact that you called. You're on the road.
Oh.
Unless you got a joke. You got some jokes?
I wish I did. I'm boring tonight. I'm sorry. I just wanted to call in and say hi.
What are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing all blurry tonight?
I'm in bed.
All right, so we're coming. I said, we got to get to some music. You have yourself a good night. Thank you for calling, giving me my birthday love. I appreciate it.
All right, then.
All right, have a good night.
I'm glad you know who it was, because I damn sure didn't. I was expecting a who are you and where you calling from.
Oh yeah, that was that was Mitchell from the Bronx. She gets a big shout out holding it down.
You need to ask people, go ahead.
But we're gonna get to some music. Is there something else you was looking forward to hearing? Because I did want to play some in mind, but if there's something you want to hear, I'll let you rock.
Let me see. Is there anything in particular? I'm trying to see the switchboard in my head. I'm mentally scrolling through the roller deck.
Yeah, that won't work because it's so different.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter how it looks now. I'm talking about the song content. Let me see. Play Tramp by Salt and Pepper.
You know I ain't got that.
You don't know Tramp by Salt and Pepper? Oh,
no.
God. You ain't got Tramp by Salt and Pepper? All right, play that big. Sky's the limit.
All right, I'll play this after. Since you did want to hear emails, I will play the Stargirl Lady Red track for you real quick, and then I'll get it to Sky's the limit. We'll be right back on pregame radio.
Take them shows, how they work them
yeah.
back.
Stargirl. Yeah, they're feeling they so. Stargirl's been feeling they so.
mama love you. And I know you ain't no little boy no more, but you'll always be my baby. It seems like only yesterday I was holding you in my arms. Now look at you now, big man. But I worry about you. I worry about you all the time. Hanging out on the corner all times of night with the cool people. Baby, that ain't nothing but trouble. I always taught you that you could have whatever you dream. Well, I want you to hold on to that dream, baby. Hold on to it real tight. Because the sky's the limit.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
I'd like to welcome to the stage the lyrically acclaimed.
Woo.
I like this young man because when he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to classy.
All right.
I like that.
All right.
So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. A nigga never been as broke as me. I like that. When I was young, I had two pair of leaves. Besides that, the pinstripes and the gray. The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. While niggas flirt, I'm throwing tigers on my shirt and alligators. You wanna see the inside? I see you later. Here come the drama. Oh, that's that nigga with the face. Wow! Why you punch me in my face? Stay in your place. Play your position. Here come my intuition. Go in this nigga pocket. Rob him while his friends watching. That whole block. Here comes respect. This crew's your crew, or they might be next. Look at they man eyes, big man, they never try. So we roll with them, stole with them. I mean loyalty, niggas bought me milks at lunch. The milks with chocolate, the cookies, butter crunch. 88, Oshkosh and blue and white stuff, that's blunt.
Keep on trying on. Sky is the limit. Me will be your man. What you want?
Wait, am I on? Oh. It's your girl, Roxy Blue, Miss Pretty Girl Swag herself, and I'm rocking on pregame radio with Brooklyn Black and EB. Get like me.
W-Weird Productions, man. Let's go.
All right. Go in. You clown bitches broke and you still a joke. High spit bars like your shit's a boat. And you bitches green, you're like flubber. And bitches on my pussy like I'm their mother. Yep. It used to be a team, now I'm on my own. There's only one seat, I won't shut it strong.
Nah.
Hold up, should I wait for the drop?
Nah.
Fuck that shit, just give it to me hot. You hoes get ignored like bill collectors.
I eat you like a nugget,
more bills come get ya.
You hoes so simp like a basic tee. And y'all stay on me, basically. I see the little tweets from y'all birds. They talk action, but y'all ain't birds. Roxy on the scene, wait, y'all ain't heard.
What?
I study this game, yes, I'm a nerd.
And I stay on the toilet, and y'all my turn.
Yeah.
I ain't rap too tight.
Nope.
So when I say blue, you better match the light. You don't want to see me in your afterlife. I'll make you break fast like after night. Get bucked, now you fucked right. I'm eating and
right.
I take my money
okay.
And bite.
Okay.
Never ever will I try and be another motherfucker.
Nope.
Flail so sweet, Trump couldn't pay another dollar.
Nope.
Who want to test a rap bitch from the gutter? Gutter, I ain't rocking blue, melt peace like.
Butter.
I don't give a fuck and I keep it going. It's like the time of the month and I keep the flow. Put them in a race and I bet I blow.
What the fuck I do?
Now it's time of the bonus.
Yeah, we're not back on pregame radio. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. Up in the building.
Bitch!
Yo, bitch,
I love that track. I love that track.
Shout out to Roxy Blue. Shout out to Big Boy Management and her whole entire team.
Oh,
you know, we're going back and forth on Facebook and Twitter. But, shout out, you know, to everybody who contributes to pregame radio, and you know, in return we show love and we support y'all. You know, as long as the shit's hot, you know. Then a couple people, we had some. We can't go for that. You know, and also that's why we're in the process now of reevaluating some of the pregame approved artists. So, all of you pregame approved artists, be on alert. Your spot could be up for question soon. And that goes to everybody. It could happen. We got to reevaluate because as the time gets closer for volumes of the mixtape to come out, we gotta put that heat out. You know, especially when we got pregame approved artists getting nominated for Underground Music Awards. You know, we got pregame, we gotta come out with hot shit. So if you feel you may need to brush up or something, maybe you should. But it is what it is. We still support you because you still support us. All right? But tune in to us tomorrow night. And, of course, like I said, special time, 10 p.m. to 12 midnight. The roll call to our guests if Lady still makes it. And if any other admins make it, because I made it a staff only roast, you know, where else can you get a chance to roast your boss? Yo, stop dropping your headphones.
Stop dropping? I'm sorry. It's making some kind of noise, some kind of echo or something?
No, we hear them fall, and you pick them up. You hear them.
My bad. Ebony, her ass beat. My bad.
Like I said, tune in to us tomorrow night, 10 p.m. We're going to be rocking, doing the damn thing. Follow me on Twitter, Brooklyn Black. Of course, like I said, send your birthday shout-outs and your drops. Let me know if you want to become my assistant. Artists looking to get down, hit me up, pregameradio@gmail.com, pregame_radio on Twitter. Join the group on Facebook. I'm saying, actually, that's probably the quickest way to get your stuff noticed so we can get you on the show. post your work in the free game radio page.
Hello?
Shout out the background noise that Abby's having right now.
What are you talking, yo, that's the neighbors next door. They need they ass beat, yo. They still cooking out. And not that I'm on, but, yo, shut the fuck up and be quiet. Real talk, come on, it's a certain time of night. You got to bring it down a little, you know what I'm saying? You can't be out there loud. There you go. Can't be out there loud at 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning like it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, son. You just can't. All right?
True indeed. But like I said, part two of the roast allegedly goes down tomorrow. Well, actually tonight.
You know, I got one more person that need their ass beat.
Who else need their ass beat?
My cat, Fat Boy Bill Fat Tyson, needs his ass beat for sitting there watching me scoop out the shit from the litter, waiting for me to finish, and then proceeding to go into the litter box and shit again. He needs his ass beat. Wait till I catch you. Wait till I catch you, son.
Shout out to Bill, who activates Ed.
Oh. School News Network Day Camp, located in PS270 on Decal. Well, they say Lafayette, but Decals and Classen Avenue. They need their ass beat for sending out a notice. First of all, they need their ass beat for upping the price from last summer from $85 a week to $100 a week. They need their ass beat. They need their ass beat for not having enough students enrolled in the summer program so that they could open up the school in the morning and in the afternoon, breakfast and free lunch. They need their ass beat. They also need their ass beat for sending home a memo stating that on this date, fourth and fifth graders would be going to Chuck E. Cheese and that it was $7 and that people needed to send money with their children to spend at Chuck E. Cheese or else the children could not go to Chuck E. Cheese. Now, my daughter and my nephew attend, and they are in first and second grades, respectively. So, we, of course, knew that they were not going on the trip. The camp needs their ass beat for waiting until the last minute and realizing that they didn't have enough fourth and fifth graders to go on the trip, then trying to coerce parents of the younger children to allow their children to go on a $7 trip, which was actually $9, and they were requesting $20 spending money. School News Network. Oh, and the last one they really need to ask me for is having the audacity to charge a $40 late fee if you do not pay for your children to go to camp for the previous week or the week that we're in by Monday or Tuesday of the following week. So, School News Network. No, it's School News Nationwide. Pardon me. You guys need to ask me for being totally unorganized with this particular trip, for dropping the ball with enrollment for lunch, for upping the enrollment price, which is probably explains the low enrollment, and for $100 a week not having a van or a bus pick up all children within a one-mile radius of this camp. Boo to you guys, boo. All right, so I think I went off on everybody this evening. My sister Chance need her ass beat. Shout out to my sister, my other sister Rainwater, and her new blue kissy face. Shout out to Kanisha, treating me to drinks tomorrow at, I don't know about Applebee's, son. I'm sick of them. We'll talk about it. And shout out to my baby brother. I know you don't want to be thought of as a baby, but I'll always be older than you, so to me, you're a baby. Shout out to my baby brother on his birthday. I love you. I'm proud of what you're doing. Yeah, you do make me sick sometimes, especially when you don't go to the store when I ask you to, or when you're not reading my mind when I expect you to read my mind. But other than that, I love you, and when the show is over, come upstairs. Bring me some Kool-Aid. Yes, you do. You got Kool-Aid. Bring me some Kool-Aid, Mickey Ficky. Bring me Kool-Aid, Mickey Ficky. Shout out to all the admins. I know I got on y'all. You know, it's only coming from a place of love. You know, I love you all. But still, I need y'all to step y'all motherfucking game up. It's just as simple as that. All right? Disagree what I say. Hit me up. Y'all got my BBM. Don't we got a pregame admin BBM group? Yes, we do. You got a problem? Hit me up in a call me or whatever. Okay? Meet me downtown at the park. Bring your boxing gloves. It's all good.
So, shout out to all the admins. Lady Still, Tasha B, Holy, Jada Tech Guy, RJ, Primo. Who else am I missing? Oh, yeah. Putty. Who else am I missing?
What's the other chick that was here for one night? What's her name? Does it start with an M?
Yeah, big shout out to Marjorie. You know,
Marjorie, what the fuck? Marjorie, come on. You showed up one time. Marjorie, come on. You was on your game. You was like, yeah, I hope they're ready for me. The people is waiting for you, Marjorie. Yes, so hurry up. I'm redlining. My phone redlining. I don't know where my charger at. Play that love so cold. Play that love so cold. Come on, son.
I would say to that before we get out of here, but like I said, everyone, please, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam, ladies. I'm going to see you guys tomorrow. Don't drink and drive. Let's do this tomorrow and next week and the week after. Let's keep it going. You guys have a good night. And I'll see y'all tonight, 10 p.m. Free Game Radio, The Roast of Brooklyn Black. Peace.
Peace.
Bananas. I'm the question answer. I'm the worst in cancer. I'm the first to blame. Yeah, I'm ill. I can bring you niggas that no will. So chill. Any shade that I rap, cost the least 4 bills. That's real. So you know I got bills in the field. At that bad 20 show. Give your bitch a funny walk. Fucking like that drummy up. We gon' make a loud noise. Mommy ain't tryna walk. Hop up in this Rolls Royce. Why you black, you so broke? And your whole life is a joke. I be blowing sour smoke. Got your girl drinking cheese, about to sign down my pole. Riding on the road and go with a heavy ass float. I'm a pure asshole. On my bad day, bro. So I only sack mode. And you ever seen before? What a fucking silly flow. Man, that boy really dope. Give me, cap and go. And my outfit right alone. Holy ladies.
Yeah, it's Free Game Radio. We're still celebrating my birthday, even though it's on Monday. Broken Black app, we're doing the damn thing. And I want to play this one last track, and after that, I swear I'm going to let you guys go, but be safe, have fun, get at us tonight, 10 p.m., we're going to do the damn thing, I swear. Special guests, no guests, roasting, no roasting, we're going to bring you pregame radio regardless. So get at us tonight at 10 p.m., you heard?
It has come to our attention that a mysterious force is loose somewhere in outer space.
The mysteries of creation are there.
Up in the sky?
Up in the sky.
The moon and the planets are there. And new hopes for knowledge and peace are there. And therefore, as we set sail, we ask God's blessing.
Initiating shutdown sequence.